This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Girl, you caught me and I hurt real bad, crying myself to sleep.
Welcome back to the College of Young Show. Your guest, one host, Jay Dyer, Jason Allison. Today I want to talk about the history of organized crime in the United States. And everybody knows from pop culture the countless gangster films, the countless, you know, Godfather, Sopranos, Goodfellas, all of which are great works of art. But the interesting thing here is that the history of organized crime in the U.S. actually gives us a perfect window into the elite criminality of the global power structure, right? The New World Order pretty much has the same structure, the same modus operandi as the Sicilian Mafia had in the 20th century in the United States. Now, I'm not saying that the Sicilian Mafia runs the New World Order. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the history of organized crime is a fascinating, intricate tie-in between intelligence agencies, criminal elements, the government, senators, right? And it even touches on JFK. Now, I'm not a big JFK historian kind of guy. I obviously don't believe the true, the mainstream narrative of JFK, but not intending to get into JFK stuff by researching the history of the five families, the mafia in the U.S., it actually did bring me right into the domain of potentially one of the key angles in deciphering what happened with JFK. So we'll get to that in a moment, but one thing that a lot of people don't know is that if you look at the history of the mafia or the Cosa Nostra to be specific, they had a specific oath, a ritual, right? And this oath ritual that I'm sure people have seen in movies like Goodfellas or in movies or shows like The Sopranos, right? It involves this death oath where you take a ritual oath to die if you divulge any of the secrets, right? This is known as the Omerta. And what's fascinating is that the history of the Omerta itself has similarities to Freemasonic initiation ritual oaths. And the reason for that I discovered was that if you go back to the history of the mafia in Sicily, they at one time were actually patriots. So if you go back maybe even to the Middle Ages, the Mafiosi were the sort of libertarian local militia, the patriots who would protect, right, any kind of legitimate protection racket, so to speak, the local citizens in Sicily from outside invaders. Sicily was constantly invaded by all kinds of different outside forces. So we can see the logic of why they did what they did. But the problem with this is that over time, the local chieftains got to be pretty corrupt. The bosses, so to speak, became more like brigands and thieves, common hooligans, right? Purveyors of ladies of the evening, lucies, etc. And so things got bad, right? And so what happens then is in the Italian Revolution, or the attempt to reunite Italy under Garibaldi, Garibaldi just happened to be supremely influenced by a certain guy that you may or may not know named Giuseppe Mazzini. And if you know history, Giuseppe Mazzini is the kind of the Albert Pike of his time, right? He's the Albert Pike of Italy, right? He was the chief illuminist of that time period. And so his Masonic philosophy influenced Garibaldi tremendously. And so this is where we get the tendency of the Mafiosi who were recruited by Garibaldi as his soldiers, right, to have these oaths, right, these Masonic blood oaths. So that's the origin of why there's this Omerta. And then when we get to the U.S., right, we have the immigrants coming over in different waves and in different time periods who then, as you can imagine, naturally have to set up their own operations to make money. If you're a poor immigrant, obviously organized crime is one of the easiest pathways into trying to make a living. And this will lead us into a lot of really fascinating connections to the intelligence agencies, to corrupt members of the state. And ultimately, as I said, to JFK, and that will tell us the deep state power structure, the shadow government, the same model that the mafia has is the same model that the intelligence agencies and our shadow government have, even still to this day, many of the same players and power structure being involved. So when we come back from break, I will get deeper into that and see how it connects.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As you know, I cover geopolitics, philosophy, film, religion, all kinds of wild, intricate topics, and how they all interrelate at a meta level. And today we're looking at the history of organized crime in the U.S., particularly the Five Families and the Sicilian Mafia, to get an insight, a window into how the global power structure itself works. Again, the same model, as I was saying, is out of the Sicilian Mafia. And if you know history, you know that the Sicilian Mafia structured itself on the Roman model, right? So the way that the Roman squadrons had, right, the company commander and they had the soldiers, right? Sicilian Mafia has the same structure where they borrowed this and they put, right, the soldiers, the foot soldiers, and they have a layer above them, right, which are the bosses. And then you have the Don, which is the head of that family. And then Lucky Luciano, right, in the middle of the 20th century, organizes the commission, as it's called, which is the structure of all the heads of the families coming to meet, right, at different times and make decisions. And this commission would then be the kind of the dominant power structure for several decades, and it would allow the Sicilian Mafia, at least in some cases, in the case of Carlo Gambino, to become the wealthiest, most powerful man in New York back in the 50s and 60s. So I'm not saying, again, the point is not that the Sicilian Mafia runs the world. It's rather that this structure, right, the cells and the way that the mob is structured and the way that they form a parallel government within society is exactly the way the elite structure of the New World Order, right, the shadow government, the parallel government that runs counter to and within our own government. And what we want to look at next is the rise of how these groups got into black markets. So the mob event, initially, you might not know this, but you might think, oh, they came to New York. No, actually, the mafia originally set up in New Orleans. And the first boss that became really famous in the 20th century in New Orleans is a guy by the name of Carlos Marcello. So keep Marcello in mind because he's going to be very important. In fact, believe it or not, at one time, Bill O'Reilly used to cover this material. He was like a almost Alex Jones kind of figure at one time back in the 90s. And he actually did a whole expose on the JFK trial and on the character of Carlos Marcello, Santos Traficante, right? These different figures that had a direct connection to the JFK assassination. Before we get to that, what we want to point out is that so black markets become a key means of the elite, of organized crime in controlling cities. So controlling unions would allow the organized crime networks to control the harbors, right, and would control logistics throughout the city. That becomes very important for trafficking drugs. And I think by the 50s, if I'm correct, the Sicilian Mafia was responsible for 90% of heroin importation. And they had a really elaborate network set up from bringing people from Sicily over to run the heroin trade here and sending people from here, born here, over to Sicily to run it there. That way the cops didn't have any records of anybody, which was kind of an ingenious plot, right? And that was all organized by Lucky Luciano. He set all that up. Don Vito Genovese as well. By the way, both of those characters had intimate relationships with the Navy in the case of Don Vito Genovese, and in the case of Lucky Luciano, there are, as well as Santos Traficante, as well as Sam Giancana, the head of the Chicago Mafia, as well as hitman John Rosselli, all with intelligence connections to the CIA. In fact, it's believed that CIA operative Robert Mayhew is who paid Santos Traficante $150,000 to try to organize the assassination of Fidel Castro. And that is one of eight different incidents where the CIA was involved in trying to arrange foreign assassinations. Now, the point is not so much to focus on Castro there, but to point out that, well, if they can arrange that kind of a thing, maybe we can see a commonality of interest in wanting to get rid of JFK and RFK. I'm not a big, huge fan of JFK, per se. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a champion of anything relating to his policies, per se. I'm just looking at where the information leads, right? So I'm not interested in trying to defend him as some sort of hero, per se, because if you look at it, in the case of, say, Marilyn Monroe, there's some really bizarre love trysts and perhaps even mind control going on with Frank Sinatra, Sam Giancana, and right JFK all sleeping with the same girl. She ends up dead under suspicious circumstances. She herself has a Department of Defense identification badge, so she was probably doing intelligence operative work as well. We know that from her ability to enter into the Laurel Canyon Air Force studios without any problem, as well as a lot of the other Hollywood elite. So, and this is not unheard of, right? At that time, a lot of the power structure could do multiple things, right? You could be an A-list actor and you could be an informant for the FBI like Jimmy Stewart, or you could be a spy for the OSS like I believe Cary Grant was for some time. So this is not unheard of, right? And obviously then this mob angle is very important, especially during these decades of the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. After that, of course, the Sicilian Mafia seems to wane in a lot of their power, and that's due to a lot of the media attention that the different hearings would give, as well as figures like John Gotti, who wanted to have a lot of media attention. This began to be very detrimental to their businesses. But before we get to that, let's talk about the figure of Sam Giancana, who is the head of the Chicago Mafia known as the Outfit. After Al Capone's period, who actually wasn't that powerful of a character, although he did bootleg with Joseph Kennedy Sr., so there's an interesting parallel between Al Capone and Joe Kennedy Sr. If you go take the gangster tour down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, they'll tell you all these details. Anyway, by the way, JFK Sr. Would call upon the Mafia and Sam Giancana to help get Joe Kennedy elected. And so this becomes a partnership that will most likely be a big factor in why JFK and RFK end up meeting their demise, right? So the assumption was that if we help get you elected, maybe you'll go easy on us, right? And so Sam Giancana was one of the most powerful figures in the U.S., especially in terms of the criminal syndicates at that time. He does, through the Democratic machine, through vote fixing, ballot stuffing. Maybe we've heard of this before. The Democratic machine in the big cities is able to help certain people get elected. I think you may have heard of this before, perhaps recently. I don't know. And they get JFK installed, especially in that razor-thin election, right, if you recall that famous incident. Well, so JFK comes in, and does he go easy on organized crime? No, he doesn't. In fact, he appoints his brother RFK to prosecute the Mafia. So you can easily see that, right, this sort of double cross here will get you elected. And then, oh, he starts shining all of this light on, right, the mob figures. In fact, they call in even some of the big bosses, right, to do these televised investigations. Carlos Marcello is called in eventually to testify about the JFK assassination. And this is one of many series of big televised events. Previous to that, there was Thomas Dewey and there was S.S. Kefauver, who put a lot of media spotlight on the Mafia and the Dons famously. And the media attention is actually what would be a big factor in the Mafia losing a lot of their power. Now, it stands to reason that you can see very clearly why these figures who had a lot of rackets, a lot of operations going, right, everything from casinos to prostitution to drug running, to legitimate businesses as well, right? So these are billion-dollar businesses, right, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And again, I'm not saying that they run everything, but this is a significant power base, right? Making billions of dollars on all these different operations, and to go after these entities like RFK did, who again himself was connected to all these entities, was just asking for it, right? And so we have then a clear motivation on the part of figures like Sam Giancana, Carlos Marcello, to get rid of JFK. And in fact, there was a series of tapes that Hoover had. He had hours and hours and hours of these tapes of illegal surveillance that he had done on many of the mob members that he was trying to, you know, holding as sort of blackmail power, and that he withheld from the Warren Commission. And the entire reason that RFK and others call that later 79 commission to reinvestigate the Warren Commission is because of all this information that Hoover had withheld about mob guys on tape saying, we got to get rid of that JFK family. They got to F and die. Somebody needs to kill those FUCKs, right? So this is on tape, but it's withheld. And when we come back, we'll see more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show and your guest host, Jay Dyer.
Goomba, gooma, gabagoo, baby.
We're talking about the mob. We're talking about the history of the five families. We're talking about the structure of the shadow government being modeled in a very similar way to the mafia. And in the U.S., this was deeply connected to all of the different organized crime rackets. And what I was getting into was the situation with Sam Giancana, and the outfit, right, was very closely connected, the Chicago outfit, very closely connected to Hollywood. Right? So you're going to get a Bugsy Siegel going west, right, to represent the mafia out in Hollywood. He controls the studio unions. He controls the a lot of the rackets out there, and then decides even at some point, right, who gets what role in what picture. This is actually the origin of Las Vegas, right? Meyer Lansky consults with Bugsy Siegel on behalf of the five families to come up with this utopia oasis in the desert to just have a legal area, right, of gambling. That's the entire origin of Las Vegas, is the figure of Bugsy Siegel and the Flamenco, which originally is a failure. Bugsy asked for about $3 million from his fellow mafia partners. The outfit and the family send him, I think, $3 million, much of which is the people's pensions. So the pensions that are stored, right, in these funds, because the mob controls the unions, they have access to everybody's pensions, and they invested in these casinos. And, of course, Bugsy and his girlfriend end up not really producing any returns. And this ends famously in Bugsy being offed in a shooting at his house. He had, I think, a 50-room estate in L.A., Hollywood. And his girlfriend, I think, Virginia Woolf, she disappears with several million dollars as well. And if Bugsy had just waited around a little bit longer, he could have seen a tremendous return on his investment, because eventually, in a few decades, right, the Flamenco and the other casinos end up bringing in billions and billions and billions of dollars. Now, the point is just to say that there's a clear connection that you see between both Hollywood and the entire city of Las Vegas, right, and the five families. This gives you a window into the power structure. And all of this is detailed in a very excellent way in Martin Scorsese's movie Casino. Which upon reflection, after, you know, looking into this really deeply, I actually have a much greater appreciation for Casino than I did when I was a teenager watching mafia movies, and even some of the others that are highly acclaimed. I think Casino has been overlooked. It's a really good window into what we're talking about, as well as the obvious choices like The Godfather, especially Godfather 2, right, where we see how Las Vegas is set up. Now, all of that to say that this is raking in billions and billions and billions of dollars for, right, the mafia, for the five families. And this power structure, this black market control, obviously attracts the attention of entities like the CIA. And the CIA finds so much partnership with the mafia, going back to the wartime partnerships, as I said, that they had with people like Vito Genovese, right, who originally was pro-Mussolini and then switched sides and kind of played both sides of the Axis and Allied powers during the war. Excuse me. But regardless of what this leads to is the special relationship, right, between underworld figures. Particularly in the case of hits, right? So if you're the CIA, one of the easiest ways to maybe pull off the assassination of someone and to appear to have no direct connection is to utilize mob hitmen or contract killers. And this is well known. There was a whole ring, right, of contract killers. Now, I'm saying this because people think, well, there really couldn't be a big kind of conspiracy going on, right? I mean, Epstein, that kind of, those are isolated instances of this kind. No. Do you understand that Albert Anastasia, right, the head of what was known as Murder, Inc., very famous thing, at one time he had underneath him a contract guild of killers, 250 killers that he could call upon, right, at any point, I think in the 50s, right, so 40s and 50s. So Murder, Inc. is a very famous example of the extent, right, of this ability to call upon contract killers. And if Albert Anastasia had a stable of 250 contract killers, do you think Uncle Sam has a stable maybe bigger than that he could call upon? Well, yes. And that's where we get this intimate connection between Uncle Sam, right, and his contract killers. Now, if you follow my work, you know I'm also doing a separate series where I'm covering serial killers, because these guys are serial killers, even though they're designated as just contract killers. And we're going to notice a lot of parallels between the Phoenix program, Vietnam, and serial killers, right? So there's a lot of evidence to suggest, according to Dave McGowan's excellent book, Program to Kill, that perhaps there's an overlap between the contract killing mafia government assassin world, Vietnam, Phoenix program, and why we have so many serial killers, particularly in the 70s and 80s. Why such a, where are all the serial killers, by the way? Where are they? Do they retire? Are they being nice because of COVID? They're not going to. They don't want to get sick, right? No, it's because there was a specific events going on, particularly Vietnam War, which are crucial, I think, to understanding why there were so many serial killers who come back during that time period from their military service. Right. Anyway, but that's a separate issue from this world of the crime syndicates. But you see the parallels again here, right? You see the patterns that are evident. So we mentioned the figure of Sam Giancana, who, again, had a motivation to get rid of JFK and RFK because of helping get them elected and then the spotlight being turned upon the mafia by both JFK and RFK. Now, when it comes to the figure of Carlos Marcello, he's one of the chief pieces of the puzzle, right, in regard to JFK, because while running the New Orleans outfit, right, and the New Orleans arm of the mafia, he was raking in billions and billions of dollars. And there's this funny incident where RFK goes after him. They can't pin him on anything significant. This always comes up, right, with the mob. You can never get them on anything except tax evasion. So they don't have anything hard to get Carlos Marcello. So RFK has Secret Service agents pick him up at his parole hearing, at his like probation office. They secret him away to Guatemala, and they just drop him off in Guatemala, right? So he gets exiled from the country. Carlos Marcello has to basically wander his way walking back from Guatemala up and taking presumably his own shrimp boats eventually back to New Orleans, which his shrimp boats were a cover for heroin running. And then when he finally gets back into New Orleans, he famously says that effer is going to die, or, you know, something like this, right? So, again, clear motivations on the part of Carlos Marcello. And then we even have informants who were flipped, right, who made these claims, said that there was, you know, evidence of motivation, right, motive for why they wanted to get rid of RFK and JFK. And, again, these are the very guys connected to the CIA, right? This comes up again with the figure of Santos Traficante, who was the mob boss of Florida. And Traficante was responsible for working with the CIA's usage of the Cuban expatriate exiles, right? So the Cuban expatriates come over. Really, these are a lot of criminals, right? If you watch Scarface, Castro, right, sends over basically, he opens up the prisons and sends all the criminals to the U.S., right? That's who Tony Montana is, right? And so that's who we're dealing with here, right, is the CIA directly using and trying to co-opt criminal elements with my competition. This is the Alex Jones Show.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Two absolutely necessary books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and Esoteric Hollywood 2. If you want signed copies of these books, which actually do get into some of the material we're talking about today, in fact, in part 2, I have about a 30 or 40 page section on the relationship of the Mafia to Hollywood. So you definitely want to get that. Excellent breakdown of The Godfather in that book. So go to jasonelsis.com and get in that shop and get those signed copies. Now, we were talking about the figure of Carlos Marcello and why there was such a strong motivation on the part of the Kennedys to prosecute him, and then in turn why he would then have an intense motive to go after the Kennedys, obviously, right, as well as the entire five families, right, and their syndicates. Now, Hoover is a curious figure in all this because, of course, Hoover was himself blackmailed probably by the mob, right? It would appear that the early phases of the investigations into criminal syndicates, there's this famous, right, clip of Hoover saying there is no such thing as the mafia, right? So here we have the government openly lying when for decades it actually known that there was, through the character of Anslinger, who was himself the head of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. Anslinger had detailed troves of information about criminal syndicates running the drugs and that they were all connected. And Hoover ignored all this, right, and said there is no criminal connection. It's just loose bands. It's just random chance stuff. Exactly the same lies the government continues to use. There's no organized crime. There's nothing. There's no international conspiracies of a new world order. It's just random power people, you know, doing corrupt things. No, it's an organized criminal structure. Right. Again, how many years did the government itself lie about the existence of this? And in fact, if you look at Selwyn Robb's book, he goes into detail about how ignorant the FBI agents were. In fact, the FBI agents had to go learn Sicilian and had to go learn about power structures and criminal structures because they didn't even know how to approach this question. They didn't know what to look for. They didn't know how to decode. I'm not kidding. The slang. They had to learn Goomba, because they didn't know what they were listening to when they heard these tapes, right? Anyway, so here you have Hoover being blackmailed, and that's why he keeps lying and saying there is no such thing as this. Again, what are we told still? There's no such thing as conspiracy. It doesn't exist. What are you talking about? Well, here we have a real conspiracy on a national and international level. This is not just U.S. This stretches to other countries, right? And if you know about the CIA's connection to the drug trade, right, many, many, many books have been written about this. John Cloyes' famous book, Politics of Heroin. You can see why. Well, who imports the heroin? The mafia. For who, right? For the black operations that the CIA is running in other countries, right? Afghanistan, right? Et cetera, right? So we know Golden Triangle, all these different hot spots for the trafficking of heroin relate directly to the intelligence agencies and relate directly to organized crime. Now, this figure, as we said, of Marcello, gets hauled in by RFK, right? And this is because Hoover had all these tapes that were secret that had all this really damaging information, but it couldn't be admitted to court, right? So it was basically just illegal wiretapping intel that they would use to get information on people, but they couldn't admit any of that in court, but it would give them the upper hand in terms of, you know, trying to make a bust or something, that the FBI, that is. So when the Warren Commission was formed to investigate JFK, of course, it had Alan Dulles and all these, you know, dubious figures who were probably covering up for what happened. Involved in the commission, yes, it was a cover-up, but they also didn't have this information that Hoover had withheld. So when this eventually became known, right, so after RFK and JFK tell Hoover that he better go after organized crime just as much as he went after all the commies, Hoover then switches the story and says, yes, I've been here from the get-go going after organized crime, and acts like he never said that there was no such thing as organized crime, right, or Cosa Nostra. So then the story flips. He takes credit for all the stuff that actually Anslinger and people before him had actually done. And then the government gets a hold, or at least the later commission headed by RFK gets a hold of these tapes that have all the information about Carlos Marcello and these different mobsters saying that they wanted to get rid of JFK and toasting his death and cheering when JFK is dead. Well, this is what leads to this, I think, 1979 commission, right? And then when they haul in Marcello, right, this again just agitates, right, the anger at the mob for going after having JFK assassinated, right? So 1 month after the flipped informant, Joe Valachi, gives his testimony, JFK is assassinated, right? Now, the real crucial weird detail that pops up here is that the figure of Jack Ruby, who everybody knows, right, is who kills Oswald, the Warren Commission and others just ignored these connections. They literally just ignore the fact that Jack Ruby kills Oswald while Oswald had lived for, I think, a year at least, with Carlos Marcello's bookie. So Carlos Marcello, the head of New Orleans, Lee Harvey Oswald lives with this guy's bookie for a year. And not only that, Jack Ruby has a bar strip club in Dallas that he co-shares and runs with Carlos Marcello. Well, apparently the Warren Commission just decided that none of that was relevant. So, shocker, right? Government commission appointed to investigate mob involvement in JFK and government corruption involvement, right? Oh, so basically the government, the bad guys say we didn't do it, right? The bad guys appoint a commission to say we didn't do it, right? I mean, it's just ludicrous, right? Because you can't trust these commissions, right? The Warren Commission, this kind of stuff. Just like the 9/11 report, right? Anybody who is familiar with the absurdities of the Warren Commission, right, will would have automatically been skeptical of the whole 9/11 Commission report, right? Because it's the same model of how things are covered up, right? Just put a few powerful people involved in the thing on the commission. Duh, right? Same thing here, same thing 9/11 report. So that's what we get with this figure. And by the way, a couple other figures who were notorious hitmen who were scheduled to testify, right? In fact, two very important prominent mobsters scheduled to testify, namely, most famously, Sam Giancana. Momo himself was going to testify. He ends up killed a day before his testimony. And along with Momo, hitman John Rosselli. Right, so two famous Chicago outfit characters who were known to be recruited by the CIA for different operations, black ops. Right, so John Rosselli recruited to be involved in the getting rid of Fidel Castro. He's also believed to be right in the investigation involved in the JFK assassination. Oh, he ends up dead, shot. Right, so here we have people being offed. Now, doesn't this sound familiar to right Epstein? I'm not saying the Sicilian mafia is Epstein. I'm saying that the patterns emerge here, right, where, oh, Epstein just dies. It's all accidental. Yes, he hung himself. Don't question that at all. Anybody who reads the history of this kind of stuff, criminal syndicates, elite criminality, right, the history of corruption at elite levels knows that this is everywhere, right? Elite corruption is everywhere. People being offed is everywhere. It shouldn't even be considered a conspiracy theory. It's ludicrous. But people are ignorant. They just don't know. In fact, entire New York Times best-selling books like Mafia Spies by Thomas Meyer, right? It's all about Sam Giancana, right, and the CIA Mafia link. And again, why would there be such a close connection between these entities? Well, when we think back to the networks of the drugs, right, how they were run 100 years ago, right? The British Empire, French intelligence, right? They controlled these networks, right? Everybody knows about the British Empire and opium in China, right? So they would control those drug lanes via their intelligence networks. And what do intelligence networks in this sense do? The same thing that criminal networks do, you see. So the CIA, the OSS, they just take over these drug lanes that were previously run by older imperial networks and control structures and black markets, right? And it's not just those things, it's also the trafficking of people, right? Finders case, everybody knows about the Finders case, the McMartin case, right? That kind of stuff is now the last year FBI declassified stuff. The conspiracy theorists.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to avidbiotechs.trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jasonalsis.com. You can find me on YouTube at Jay Dyer. Twitter, just type in my name. Instagram, all those different sites to follow my work. Now, we were talking about that 1979 Select Committee of a two-year reevaluation of the Warren Commission and the new information that had emerged about the admitted relationship between the CIA and the Mafia. Now, these admitted connections are the basis why a lot of people would posit that there was a common motivation, right, for elements of the CIA and elements of the Sicilian and other mafias to want to get rid of JFK and RFK. And so that was because, right, new tapes had emerged that Hoover had suppressed information about recordings of different bosses, you know, basically saying they wanted him dead, cheering it on, being glad after it happened, etc. In fact, in 1963, even back to that point, Buffalo, the boss of the Buffalo family, said that the feds had known it all due to all of the extensive wiretapping. And this is what's amazing, is that Hoover just had these troves and troves and troves of illegal wiretaps. And even flipped informants, right, basically had come out and vindicated a lot of the suspicions. And I say this because the first famous informant, Joe Valachi, basically said that, and now he was not some high-ranking figure, he was a lower-level kind of just hitman, But he claims to have known of 20 murders that were done, that he was involved in, excuse me. And as he, when he was flipped, he claimed that that there were in fact five families and five Dons, the heads of those families. The name that they used secretly amongst them was Cosa Nostra, our thing. All of the suspicions that many, quote, conspiracy theorists had were true, including that there was a quasi-Masonic ritual of Omerta, the oath. And so the problem with Valachi's testimony wasn't that the information was wrong, but that they couldn't go after the guys that were really doing the bad stuff, right? So there was always this problem of finding the hard evidence, because the way that the system was structured in this decentralized structure, anytime people busted the soldiers or the low-level criminals, right, they didn't even know through the cell compartmentalized structure who was running the operation, right? So the Don, the boss, was usually shielded via these layers and levels from actually getting caught. And guess what? That's how intelligence operations work. That's how shadow government works. And that's why it's so difficult to ever go after the real power structure, right? The real deep state, the real corrupt elements of the government, is that they're shielded and they operate kind of in the shadows. Hence shadow government, hence cryptocracy, right? Hence secret government, deep state, blah, blah, blah. It's that same model where the people that get busted are the ones that are the patsies, the lower level crooks, right? They might burn somebody like an Epstein, right? If you know about the Dutroux case, the Dutroux affair of the women being caught in the dungeons and all the Belgian elite, right? And even the royalty being involved in these parties, these basically eyes wide shut sacrifice rituals. The only guy who gets busted and takes the fall is the guy who's the procurer, right? Mark Dutroux. In the case of Savile, right? No, none of the really high level people get busted or in trouble. Oh, it's Jimmy Savile's doing all this, right? That's the pattern here, right? Is that the contract killers, right? The wacko psycho serial killer types that they use are the ones that get busted. Meanwhile, the people at the top, right? Same model, right? As like intelligence operations, right? The guys in Washington, D.C., they're the ones that call the shots, and they have the people out, you know, fighting the battles. Meanwhile, they don't ever see the battlefield. They don't ever do anything themselves. And as we said, another important figure is the head of the Florida family, Traficante. Traficante was tied to the anti-Castro Cuban exiles that were recruited by the CIA to try to do the Bay of Pigs, right? So we have a direct connection that nobody denies existed. We can't forget the figure of Hoffa, because, in fact, according to Santos Traficante, Jimmy Hoffa was targeted by the Genovese family precisely because he was put in this position between RFK barking orders at Jimmy Hoffa, telling him what to do, and also the mafia telling Jimmy Hoffa what to do as the head of the union. So he was put in a rock between a hard place, and, of course, this ended up in him being offed. And that's the claim of Santos Traficante, is that no one will ever find Jimmy Hoffa's body because it was disposed of. In other words, right, it was melted, right? Carlos Marcelo had the pattern of he would send his men to grab your body and put you in lye, and then they would dump you in the bogs, right? So you got bogged in the literal sense, right, in the case of Carlos Marcelo. But the reason, again, that Traficante is so important is that he was a direct connect of CIA operative Robert Mayhew, who was the point man for trying to co-op mobsters like John Rosselli and like Momo, Sam Giancana, and Santos Traficante. And so reportedly, when they had this investigation, the select committee, they tried to figure out what happened to the $150,000 that Robert Mayhew had sent to some of these mobsters for this hit. It could never be figured out, never be tracked down. And the night before, as we said, Sam Giancana was going to be brought in to testify. He's killed. John Rosselli is also killed. So two of the key figures in this operation are gone. Santos Traficante himself says, oh, I don't know anything, right? Although he was close buddies with Jack Ruby. So, again, this whole world, right, is very intimately connected, but magically nobody knows anybody. And then we find out, of course, as we said, that Oswald ends up in New Orleans during this phase before the operation, directly living with Carlos Marcelo's bookie. Now, all of that is, again, just to kind of demonstrate that these worlds closely interact. As we said, right, the importation of heroin into the U.S. in the 1950s was 90% Sicilian Mafia. The five families were responsible for 90% of that heroin. And in order to maintain this power structure, they had, as we said, a guild of 250-plus hitmen in the days of Albert Anastasia in the 50s. So one of the important points that we want to talk about that leads to the demise, right, and obviously those hearings were important, but the media attention, right, Estes Kefauver going after the mafia, all of the media attention is what leads to the demise of the Sicilian mafia's power and influence and wealth. I mean, I don't know to what degree they still have power and wealth. That's anybody's guess. But in terms of the known history of the decades previous, the intense media attention is what draws them into the spotlight and then makes these operations more and more difficult, right? Once you have the dons on TV, right, this becomes more and more problematic. And so another incident that happens in 1956, 1957, that begins this domino fall downfall is the Apalachia meeting, right? So in Apalachia, New York, they have this famous meeting of all the mobsters there in New York, and the local police in this small town realize something's up because you have like 100 Cadillacs all lined up at some house in the middle of nowhere. So they bust this meeting, and a bunch of the guys go running off into the woods, which if you watch The Sopranos, this is kind of hinted at in one of the episodes of The Sopranos where the FBI stormed this meeting that Tony's having with Johnny Sachs, and Tony ends up running off into the snow, right, in his suit, and he has to run for several miles. That's hinting at the famous Apalachian meeting, which begins the downfall, right? So more and more media spotlight, more and more Senate hearings, more and more government hearings. By the time of the head of the Gambino family, Frank Costello. Frank Costello also seems to be a very a Tony Soprano-esque character. I think Tony is a composite of many different mobsters, but with Frank Costello, you have a guy who basically lives this outlandish, garish lifestyle. He builds a huge multi-million dollar mansion and operates like a CEO. And you'll notice that a lot of these, the mob power structure is very similar to CEO as well. And then he ends up getting busted in much of a similar way to Tony Soprano, where the FBI bugs his kitchen. In the case of Tony, it's the basement. But and they record him right, saying all these things that he plans to do and so forth. Anyway, so Frank Costello, and then it passes on. The Gambino passes on to John Gotti. John Gotti has a lot of the same problems where he loves the media attention, loves the spotlight. Constantly on TV, constantly, you know, in these interviews, and just all this attention just ends up being a huge problem. And so my point here is not, again, to say that it's the Sicilian mafia that runs the world, but the way that power structure is set up, right, in that pyramidal decentralized structure, it insulates the higher levels from prosecution and getting in trouble. And really the only way to go against this kind of a thing in the case of the New World Order, the Fortune 100, right, the elite, is to shine the light on it, right? That makes it more and more difficult for them to do what they're doing, right? So it's just a window into how global conspiracy acts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.